Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, Kelly. I'm having an issue getting replacement issues for my Eagle Moss DeLorean build.
All right. And I'd be happy to assist you. Can I get your first and last name?
Rick Stevers.
All right. Thank you. Give me just a moment while I pull up your account. Let me see. For some reason, it's giving me a hard time about pulling up your account. Can I get your zip code?
33914.
Okay. And which collection is this for?
For the DeLorean.
All right. Okay, so I do see that you have completed your DeLorean build, and how can I help you with that?
Last year I got set on fire. So I haven't actually completed the build. I've gotten all the parts, but I just started the build like a month ago.
Okay.
And have had a couple of issues since then, and had to wait for replacement parts and take it even longer. And so I went to put the hood on, and the hood was warped. Got a different hood. And when I put the hood frame underneath the hood, it bows out and won't let the hood close. So I took the first hood, warped that into shape the best I could, and got the hood frame to fit almost perfectly flush to the bottom of that, but it still won't completely close.
Okay.
So I sent in, last week I called in and talked to the lady. I told her I needed a replacement windshield and rearview mirror because I broke it off trying to figure out what was going on with the hood situation, because I have literally spent probably close to 8 hours trying to align it to get it to work properly. And so I didn't remember what exact issue that was. And she said that I had to call back when I knew what exact issue it was, be no problem getting the windshield. And I asked her if there was somebody I could talk to about the situation I was having with the hood, and she said no, that I had to send her an email. So I sent her an email. Well, Monday night I got a phone call from a guy at Diecast Collectors Club named Paul. We spoke for a little over an hour, and he told me to reorder the issue for the hood, the issue for the hood frame, and the issue for the luggage compartment. So I call in yesterday to get it, and they're like, well, we can't send it to you unless you send us pictures.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to go over that with you. So we have made some changes to our warehouse. We did relocate since we had originally sent you all the issues. So we have been trying to make sure everything's running smoothly at that location. Part of that has been, documenting when things are coming out damaged or broken. What I can do is a one-time courtesy reshipment of those pieces. But if you need pieces in the future, it sounds like the Diecast Collectors Club gentleman was our expert. So when you had sent in the email saying that it was kind of wonky, they forwarded that over to our expert. And
correct.
So that's who had contacted you. So what I can do for you today is go ahead and do a one-time courtesy for the hood and hood frame pieces. But in the future,
mm-hmm.
if you do come across more, we are trying to document. I'll send them to you.
Oh,
pictures. Yeah.
I've got no problem if it's a future thing. It's just for me to send you pictures of it, I literally have to put all those bad parts back together to send you pictures.
Yeah, well, I would.
And I really don't want to rebuild it.
I do understand. What I would just do, if you have them all just kind of hanging out, if you like, if you haven't thrown them away, just take a picture of them collectively, like where they're just kind of funky. Not even try to put it all back together.
Well, you can't tell by looking at them that they're funky. Okay. This is why I had to talk to somebody, because I couldn't quite figure out, you know, is the hood the problem? Is the hood frame the problem? Is the trunk the problem?
Okay.
You know, that was the whole initial get-go. I didn't want to order all three kits. I just wanted to order the, you know, I'm not trying to get a whole brand new shipment for free. I just wanted to get the part that was the problem. So, I talked to the guy, and like I said, we talked for a good hour plus about the problem, and, you know, it comes down to I've done everything that I could possibly do, and that there's got to be an issue with the parts.
Okay. Yeah, and I apologize. I can see that it looks like I'm trying
and
to go over them.
And the lady yesterday fought me tooth and nail.
I do.
Oh, I don't know who Paul is. Paul doesn't work here. Like, I'm just making shit up.
I'm sorry. We are trying to document that, and he's our expert that we refer to. And so he does work with Eagle Moss. He's just our build expert, so he's who we refer to when things are not, you know, kind of either funky or somebody's having a question about how it's supposed to fit in. You know, that's who we refer transfer that information over to Paul, just because he is an expert.
Well, at least you don't know who he is, because nobody else does.
Yeah, well, let me, I'll do the courtesy reshipment of these, and then I do apologize, but it is something that we are trying to do just to ensure that nothing is, you know, we have had, with the new warehouse, of course, there's going to be growing pains, and some of those are quick fixes, and some of them are not, and part of that is just trying to ensure that, part of the picture request is trying to ensure that we are making changes where we can to ensure the best quality product is going out to our customers. So that's why we're requesting those pictures. It's not just we decided today all of a sudden, you know, it kind of is, but it's more to ensure that things are running smoothly. So I'll do the the reshipment for you, excuse me. And
well, unfortunately, if they would have mentioned that, you know, last week when I called in, there would have been pictures with the email.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Nobody mentioned that, and, you know, the process is at the end, and suddenly I need to start over with pictures, and that's why I was so upset that, you know, obviously you're taking care of it. I was like, what?
Yeah, it is something new. I mean, we've only been doing it, I would say, in the last few weeks. We've been trying to get more.
Well, everybody's telling me that this started on Monday.
Well, we've been asking for pictures, but it's been, like, you have to have a picture. But we are, you know, like I said, I can do a courtesy reshipment for you. And then even if you just took a picture of the pieces and sent it in and saying like, hey, they just don't fit, and just, you know, you don't have to this time, but just in the future, if you come across something that as you're doing the build that's just not right, if you'd go ahead and just send that in and say, I tried to fit it, it's not working, can you reship it? Because we're documenting every single picture we get in, so we can say, hey, look, you know, this is a new warehouse.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Operated. Yeah, they've never operated at the scale that we are before, so things are different for them, and this is a great opportunity for them to learn how we want Eagle Moss to be run and all of that, and ship how we expect.
Well, I don't think the problem had anything to do with the warehouse.
Yeah. Well, and if you got,
you know,
those
it's
parts
part of the manufacturing
year,
problem.
Yeah. And that's something that we can address as well by getting these pictures instead of just blindly reshipping things, which, you know, we have previously done. By getting the pictures, we're able to see if it was something that was damaged in shipment, damaged, you know, during packing, or if it was something that was a manufacturing issue that we need to address. So that's where pictures are going to be super beneficial for our customers.
And then, like, the time before, you know, I got a
little bit harder. So let me.
I got an issue that was just missing.
63 and 64 are the hood and hood frame. Is that correct?
Correct.
You may.
I need 62 through 65, though. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I need 62 through 65. I need the windshield, the hood, the underhood, frame, and the luggage compartment.
Okay. Let me get those. It's going to take just a minute for this system to load, because it has to load each and every shipment individually, so it does take just a minute.
And then, and also, I mean, I don't know, I called in the kit before that I had a problem with. It was literally just missing two zip ties. And I was like, man, I just need two zip ties, you know, and they sent me a whole new kit.
Yeah, because we don't separate them out, like, if it's just mm-hmm. the kit, so we don't take the parts and pieces out, so that's why it comes like that. When you request
that's kind of a shame with an item like that. That's kind of a waste.
Yeah. And there's been some, like with some of the collections, we have like a screw box. So instead of replacing the entire kit because you're missing one single screw, we can just replace screws. So there's some things like that that we're able to do differently. Oh. But it's
that's cool.
Yeah. It's been a – but I apologize that you've been frustrated. But we are just trying to ensure that everything is coming out of the warehouse smoothly. Let me go ahead and I have to go all the way to 2019 to pull up those ones. So it'll just be another minute while these load.
Yeah, I got about three issues to the end of it and had a battery blow up on me and burnt me over 20% of my body.
Oh, goodness.
And yeah, it kind of threw off the build.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable for sure.
Because, yeah, I talked to later, like, you started this in, like, 2017, and, you know, it's like, yeah, I kind of did, but unfortunately.
I'll say I've been busy. Yeah. That's,
trying to
you know,
heal.
Yeah. Some people like to get the entire collection and build it all at once so there's not a delay in the build process, and that's a preferred method for some of our customers as well. So.
Yeah, it was very frustrating in the beginning to get a kit and sit down for 10 minutes and you're done.
And that's why, you know, we do have options if you decide to do another build in the future to change how fast you receive them or how many you receive at a time. And so I really love those options because we can really personalize it to what our customers are looking for.
Yeah, I'm doing two shipments a month on the Enterprise.
That one's going to be a cool build. So you don't need the magazines, you just need 62, 63, 64, and 65?
Correct.
Okay.
I hope so. There's already a couple of issues with the Enterprise that are kind of surprising.
Well,
it's missing lights and light bleed.
Well, with those ones, you know, just like with this process, if you need a reshipment, go ahead and send in an email if you can of where, like, hey, this shows that I'm, you know, shows that I'm supposed to have got, this is supposed to light up and it's not, you know, and then some of those cases we may have to forward to an expert to see if that's something that's supposed to light up, but maybe later, you know, or if it's something that's, you know, should have lit up and we need a replacement part. And in those.
Well, here's the first one for you. With the very first shipment is the bridge. The bridge has a window in the top of it,
mm-hmm.
and there is none on the mop. And there's a solid piece of metal.
Oh. Well, send a picture, just like this, send a picture of that in and say, hey, it's supposed to have a window and there's a big chunk of metal behind it. Can you reship that part out to us and we will process that reship?
Well, no, that's the way Eva Moss has designed it.
Oh.
They just completely missed the fact there's supposed to be a window there, which is the bridge, which is the main part of the ship. So, yeah, it's kind of scary if they're missing details like that on what's supposed to be the most detailed model built. It's kind of scary already.
Well, you can always forward that just concern in, and then we can at
I did already, technically.
Okay. All right. Well, I did go ahead and process those reshipments for you as a courtesy. As I mentioned, I do apologize that for the issues you've experienced, but... You know, we We are happy the reshipments in the future if you just let us know. We are just asking for those pictures so that we can go ahead and document things that are going on so we can make changes. So that's going to be new from now on. So if you'll just kind of let us know, and we'd be happy to, once you email those pictures, and we'd be happy to reship things in the future. But these are already processing, so they'll probably go out, I would say, within the next week or so. And hopefully you don't have any other issues with your build.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. You've been wonderful.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.